Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special edition of the CFAB Cruising for a Bruising podcast. I am your host, Max Cruz, and today we'll be discussing something a bit different. Something very different. We will be discussing spoilers from what I broke on 5-Star PW a few days ago. Gonna be spoilers on CM Punk's WWE future. If you haven't seen it, you should. I urge you 5starpw.wordpress.com. It's about CM Punk considering to go back to WWE, and I can 100% assure you that this is legitimate, and I will discuss more of the thing that I saw and what we are going to do, what we're going to speak about. Hold on, let me just pull it out here. Okay. So, let me just pull it out here. Okay, so what's happening is CM Punk is considering to go back to the WWE. This isn't going to be a long podcast, I assure you, don't worry. I will just talk about spoilers. So, CM Punk hasn't been in WWE for a while. He has called them out. It's been a lot of shit. Pardon my language, but it has for the WWE and CM Punk. So, CM Punk has been making the rounds. He's been calling WWE staff, apologizing in general. And he says, my source, or she says, that this is very accurate. He has made calls to Hunter and to Steph McMahon, obviously, and some WWE personnel. I'm assuming some higher ups, possibly like Vince McMahon, others. So he apparently is still under contract for the WWE, and he's officially under contract right now. He's officially under contract. Here, I'm reading it, so pardon me. That's why he couldn't go to any other wrestling organization. That's what it says here. And that is because he is still under contract. UFC is not a wrestling organization, obviously. It is full-on MMA. He can wrestle there. He can do whatever the hell he wants there. But they are trying to bring him back. He went out and apologized. And now WWE is wanting to have it. Obviously, let me just say that they obviously somewhat accepted the apology. They want him back for WrestleMania 32. He is. They want to have him in a position where he is. Where he is feuding with the Authority. And from what I'm told, it's gonna be something like a mini Shield reunion. Excuse me. With Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, and Punk. And here, what it says here is, we are not making this stuff up. This has 100% been spoken about, but it all depends on CM Punk's first two UFC fights. That is WWE wanting to boost rating dramatically before WrestleMania 32. That is what it says here. This is my source. Obviously, he cannot be mentioned by name, even though that name may or may not be right. But he's 100% legitimate. I have proven stuff before. I have proven that Dolph Ziggler is resigning. I broke that first. I broke that first. You know how many people broke that? I am the one to break that. Jesus, like, I mean, that's pretty big. You gotta consider everything. So he is doing that, and The Rock, he's going to want to face that somewhat in a tag team match in WrestleMania 32. The Rock wants to be in there, and that's what it says here, along with Triple H and Ronda Rousey and Stephanie McMahon, playing up to what we saw at WrestleMania 31. This is all going to be for a small fee. That's what I am told here. That's what I'm told here. That's basically, wow. So that is breaking news. I am not making this stuff up. This is 100% legitimate. This is straight from the source. This is incredible. Like, honestly. I'm sorry if I sound like a little fanboy or something, but this is CM Punk news. The only, like, there's so many legitimate websites out here, and I am breaking this. If you want to tweet me your feedback, do so at MaxRudePW. Obviously, I don't know what's happening with the lawsuit for, Kevin Owens, Chris Amon and CM Punk. Obviously, there's still some problems there. Like, I can assume that they're still suing each other, considering, CM Punk is not officially back with the WWE. I want to stress that. He is not officially back with the WWE. He has obviously been considering it. He's strongly considering it. He's calling people. He's apologizing and this, that. But he's not back with the WWE. Whew. Okay, that was a mouthful. Let's continue with some other spoilers, just so we don't make this really boring. We got confirmed. We have confirmed that Kevin Owens will be winning the US title at Battleground against John Cena. He will be giving up the NXT title to Finn Balor at Beast in the East. That is happening July 4th, I think, 4th of July, on the WWE Network. And let's see, Sting, he's apparently going to make a WWE appearance before SummerSlam because WWE wants him to wrestle at SummerSlam. There's something I am breaking right now. WWE wants Sting to wrestle at SummerSlam. I am breaking that right now. Let's move on just as fastly, because I don't want to make this too long. Gunnar is coming back to NXT, and once his class is up, he will be in a position like Samoa Joe, where he's going to be pushed up to the main roster in about, like, 2-3 matches. And she stresses, that unless they buy out the rest of his contract, that means TNA still has a chance to save him. Obviously, the chances of him going to NXT and WWE are much higher right now. Samoa Joe is also a big reason why all of this is happening. Samoa Joe is bringing all these TNA and whatnot superstars onto the WWE, and I am told it's the biggest since DX. That is what it says, he says here. It says, trust me, people are talking. That is really cool, considering that it's just Samoa Joe, I guess. So, there you have it. Breaking news. CM Punk is considering going to WWE. Let me know what you think. Follow me on Twitter, at MaxRubiesPW. Send me some questions for my WrestleZone mailbag, wzmailbag@gmail.com. To contact me, please do so at MaxCruisePW. I am also found on iTunes by searching Cruisin' for a Bruisin'. So guys, thank you all for listening. It's been a pleasure talking about this. And thank you, and have a good one.